45 years ago, Andy Malama participated in his first Reader's Theater production. He was a graduate student at Central Michigan University. The show was adapted from Kurt Vonnegut's 1965 novel, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater. Today, Malama is the one directing his own version of the novel, again in Reader's Theater format.
What's going on in society today with this wealth versus disparity sort of thing? It's absolutely pertinent, if not more so, today than it was then.
Perhaps one of the lesser-known works of Vonnegut, God Bless You, Mr. Rosewater, highlights the economic imbalance between the upper and lower classes of the 1960s. The main character, Elliot Rosewater, is a multimillionaire. As the story progresses, he becomes empathetic towards the needy. Eventually, moving out of the high societies of New York and settling down in a Midwestern city named after his wealthy family.
I know now that this has always been home. The town of Rosewater, the state of Indiana.
And what do you intend to do there, Elliot?
I'm going to care about these people.
There, Elliot aids the poor, even starting a hotline for them to call with their troubles. And because of the city's depressed economy, there's plenty of need.
By the foundation, of course. Because saws are so important here, the athletes of Noah Rosewater Memorial High School are known as the Fighting Sawmakers. Actually, there aren't any sawmakers left. The saw factory is almost fully automatic now. If you can work a pinball machine, you can run the factory.
The show's director, Andy Malama, thinks the widening gap of economic prosperity makes the novel's message still very relevant today.
I look on Elliot Rosewater as being just a symbol of someone who wants to really help and care about people. And what I feel this play does more than anything else is show compassion for people in need. And, you know, that's a lesson that I think all of us can take away from this show.
Well, thanks to you. Oh, Mr. Rosewater, there should be a big statue of you in the middle of this town, made out of diamonds and gold and precious rubies beyond price, and pure uranium. You, with your great name and your fine education and your money and the nice manners your mother taught you, you could have been so high and mighty in this world that when you look down on the plain, dumb, ordinary people of poor old Rosewater County, we would look like bugs.
Now.
You gave up everything that a man is supposed to want just to help the little people, and the little people know it. Ugh. God bless you, Mr. Rosewater.
Malama believes the same types of forces that kept the lower class down back then continue to exist.
There is laughter to be had in the show, but there is also thought. And I hope that people leave with the concept that, you know, this is a very, very true happening in our society today. And it's something that, you know, we need to address, because otherwise we're just going to be in some very serious with some very serious problems with just the citizens of our own country.
You can catch one of their shows this weekend at the Mills Community House Theater in Benzonia. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Daniel Wanshura.